Hello. Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. My name is Adir Posey of the Orthodox Union and of Beth Jacob Congregation in Beverly Hills, California. Naftali Herman will, Be'ezras Hashem, return next week. And today I'm doing double duty of both hosting and sharing some thoughts this morning with you. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Wednesday, Yom Revi'i, the 10th day of the month of Elul. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily Email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. In a few moments, we'll share some Divrei Chizuk and the Dvar Torah, followed by the recitation of our four daily chapters of Tehillim, Parak 20, 23, 121, and 130, followed by the Mishir Berach L'Cholim and Achenu. I wanted to share a thought with you to try and understand a phrase that's described in one of the seminal events of Tshuva, the examples and paradigms of repentance that we find in the Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu is in conversation with God, discussing the sins B'nai Yisrael have committed and the repentance they desire, one of the things that happens is that Hashem gives a fascinating response to what Moshe asks for. After the back and forth and Moshe both demands and requests atonement and forgiveness for B'nai Yisrael, Hashem responds, "Vayomer Hashem, salachti kidvarecha." It's actually a famous phrase that we use a variety of different times over the course of the tefillos, the prayers of the Yamim Noraim, the high holidays. The simple translation seems to be, salachti kidvarecha, where God has received a request for atonement, for repentance, for forgiveness. And he's saying, yes, salachti means I have forgiven, kidvarecha, as you have asked. So it's a simple way it appears that God is acceding to Moshe's request for repentance, for forgiveness. However, Rav Kook offers a slightly nuanced approach that I think sends us a very powerful message for the Yamim Noraim. And I'd like to perhaps frame it through a mashal, through a parable. Let's say, imagine, you and I are close friends for decades. 20, 30 years, we've had a very deep and close friendship, sharing smachot, sharing back and forth, ups and downs in life, really being great friends over the decades. And then let's say, imagine, that one day, I do something horrible to you. I physically hurt you, I emotionally scar you, whatever it may be, I do something terrible. And that obviously impacts our friendship. We create a sense of distance between us because after being friends for so long, how could I have done such a terrible thing to you? The next day or week, I come to my senses and realize what I've done. And now what I need to do is come and ask you for forgiveness. And so I come with tears in my eyes. I share my remorse. I describe how whatever I did was in just a fit of haste and not thinking. And I pour my heart out, requesting that hopefully you'll find it in your heart to forgive me, to find a way that we can try and rebuild the trust that was broken because of my actions. But now let's stop for a moment and laser focus on this moment. After I've done all of that, I've asked you for forgiveness, I've described the background to my mistake, I've cried and hoped that somehow you'll see things differently. Who's in charge right now? In other words, whose decision is it whether or not I'm forgiven? The simple answer is you. I've done all I can. I've asked, I've begged, I've cried, I've done all of those things. And now it's up to you whether you say yes or no, whether you are willing to somehow look beyond the past to say that you will reconnect and allow me back into your life. It may be that you decide that my entreaties aren't particularly convincing, or what I've done is so bad, then you want to say no. Or maybe you'll decide, you know what, you will be forgiving, and to offer me a chance to reconnect. But the bottom line is that the choice is yours. The victim, so to speak, the object of the sin, has the decision in their hands whether or not they want to forgive. That's the way it works in almost all interactions in life. When I need to ask you for forgiveness, I do all I can, and then the choice is yours. However, says Rav Kook, that is actually a little bit different when we look at those words, salachti kidvarecha. His understanding is that when God said, when Hashem says to Moshe, Salachti kidvarecha, I forgive you kidvarecha as you have spoken or as your words, it means the following. It means that Hashem is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, the forgiveness you will receive is kidvarecha, is to the extent and in the manner of which you ask for it. Kidvarecha means you ask for a little forgiveness, you'll get a little. You ask for a lot, you'll get a lot. In other words, the key to tshuva, of repenting, that's always in our hands. But Hashem is saying that actually the key to defining our forgiveness is in our hands as well. Kidvarecha, as you request, as you ask for. And this to me is a fascinating and powerful idea. Again, in most interactions as we described in our parable, once you ask for forgiveness, the book is closed on your end, and now the person you've asked can decide whether or not they want to forgive. In a certain regard, what Rav Kook is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts it differently with us. He gives us the opportunity to write the nature of how we will define our relationship with Hashem. That is the incredible opportunity and awesome responsibility that devolves upon us when it comes to Yamim Noraim. We know the famous statement of Chazal, of our rabbis, about how there are books that are opened through the times of the high holidays. And there's this book that's opened, that's written on Rosh Hashanah, and that is sealed on Yom Kippur. And some ask, well, then why is it still open for the intermediate days? And the explanation given is because that's when we get to write in it. That is the Salachti Kidvarecha, the chance that we have to be able to define the nature of our relationship with Hashem. And again, it's an awesome responsibility, but it's a great opportunity to sense that Kidvarecha, that we have the ability to say, we want to define our relationship with God in the way that we can put in the effort. As the famous phrase goes, Pitchu li petach kechudo shel machat. That God says, just open that small window. And then Hashem gives us the opportunity to fill it with the Pitzcho Shel Ulam, with this massive opening of connection to Hashem. May we all have the special merit and zechus to be able to take advantage of this opportunity of Salachti Kidvarecha, a phrase that we repeat, hopefully will have new meaning as we say it again this year. May we all be zochet to chasiba, to chasima tova. When I recite the Perakim of Tehillim, I will endeavor to recite them slowly. Please feel free to say them along, and we'll follow with the Misha Berach and Achenu. Perak Chaf, chapter 20. Lamnatzeach mizmor leDavid, Yancha Adonai biyom tzara, Yisakev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeka, Yidkor kol minchosecha, v'olascha yidash nesela. Yitein lecha kevavecha, v'cholas tazcha yimaleg, Niranana bishu asecha v'shem Eloheinu nitzgol yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Atay adati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho ya'aneu mishmei kodsho b'gvuros yesha yimino elev arechev ve'elev asusim v'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir heima kol uvenafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'anis odad Adonai hoshia ha'melech ya'aneinu v'yom koreinu. Parakhaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo echzar. Binos deshe yarbitzeni al mei minuchos yinahaleni. Nafshi yishovev yancheni b'mahaglei tzedek laman shemo. Gam ki eilech b'geit salmaves, lo yara ki atayim adi. Shivtachal mishantecha heimei nachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorarai. Dishanta v'ashem en roshi kosi revaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai v'shavti beveis Adonai l'orech yamim. Shir l'malos esa inai el he'harim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai osei shamayim v'aretz. Al yitein lamot raglecha al yanum shomrecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha Adonai tzilcha al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora Yishmor Es Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Tzeitzcho Voecha Mehata Ve'ad Olam. Shir Hamalos Mimamakim Krasicha Adonai. Adonai Shima Bekoli Tihiena Ozdecha Kashuvos Lekol Tachanunai. Im Avonos Tishmorya Adonai Mi Yamod Ki Imcha Haslicha Lama'an Tivarei Ki Visi Adonai Kipta Nafshi Velizvaroho Chalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mi shomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed veharbei imo fedus, vehu yifteh es Yisrael mikol avonosav. Mishaperach avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo. Hu yivareich virapei es hacholim. Ba'avur shekol akal mispalim ba'avuram. Bishchar zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem. Lachlimam l'raposam l'achzikam l'achayosam. Bishlach lahem mehira rafua shlema min ha'shamayim. Chol levareim ulchol yideim. Besoch sha'ar cholei Yisrael. Rafuas ha'nefesh rafuas ha'guf. Hashta ba'agalo v'zman kariv. V'nomar amen. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael ha'nesunim batzaro v'ashivya. Omdim bein bayom ubein bayabasha. Makom Rachem Aleim Yotim Yitzar Vachum Epele Leora Mishiabud Legula Hashra Bagala Bizman Kariv Vinomar Amen. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered L'Tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.